702 Summer.
Nature's way of saying,
let's have some fun.
COVID-19 really, really wreaked havoc as far as the academic year of 2020 is concerned, both at primary and secondary level of education, but also higher education. Joining me on the line now is the Chief Executive of University of South Africa, Professor Ahmed Bauer. Ahmed, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me on the program again, and all the best for 2021.
Academic year 2021 is going to be a challenge, no doubt, for all universities in South Africa, right? Given the impact, the consequences, the ripple effects of what was a disastrous 2020 primarily.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. You know, I think it's going to kind of really stretch our resilience again, if you like, to try and make sure that we have a decent academic year at least. You know, I don't think the academic year is going to be perfect. I mean, it doesn't matter which university you're looking at. It is going to be another year of mainly sort of blended learning, use of technology together with a little bit of face-to-face learning. Many students will be based off campus and so on. So it is going to be another tough year, I think, as we head into the future. And of course, financially, there's, you know, the likelihood that universities will be stretched as well. So it's not looking like a very good year ahead of us here.
Now, of the 26 public universities across South Africa, how many of them actually managed to complete the academic year for 2020?
Nine universities had completed by the end of December. But by the time we get to the end of March, the middle of March, all 26 universities will have completed. They're all on track to complete the academic year. Some of them have already begun, actually, as early as the 4th of January, which is kind of different from normal situation, if you like. But, so all 26 are due to complete by the middle of March.
Does that mean then that the start of the academic year for 2021 will then be only in March, possibly April?
Yeah, the new academic year will begin at some universities around about the 8th of March, and that there'll be a staggered reopening. And by the first week of April, all 26 universities should have begun the academic year. Of course, you know, so much depends on the trajectory of the pandemic and on, but at the moment everything looks ready for all 26 universities to begin the academic year by the first week of April.
Let's talk about the logistics then of making hybrid learning, if you like, possible. There was an ambitious plan by the Department of Higher Education last year to issue, of course, students who were now forced to stay at home with some sort of, computer, laptop, tablet to enable them to access information that way, as well as data. Did we manage to achieve our objective regarding students who will most likely in 2021, as you say, some of them have to stay at home or wherever they live and continue learning in that way?
Yeah, look, Africa, I think there are three points to be made here. I mean, the one is that we didn't actually have a good delivery of devices to students in 2020. So even NISFA students didn't receive, many of them didn't receive devices in 2020. Now, we understand that has now been overcome, and that NISFA students at least will in fact receive their devices before the start of the academic year. So that's a huge change, and it's a very important change. The second is that, of course, fee-paying students are really expected to fend for themselves, right? For some students, that's fine. But for students who fall into the missing middle category and so on, that's something that universities have to work on and to try and ensure that those students also have access to devices. And then the third point to make is that, it also depends very largely on the capacity of the universities, if you like, to ensure that students have connectivity, wherever they are. And that's still a challenge. which, you know, basically meaning that if students are going to be off campus, then there'll have to be the provision of data and so on. And last year, that was, although that was achieved, it was achieved with great difficulty. And we're hoping that this year, the negotiations with the mobile network operators will be much better than it was last year.
Let's then turn to the intake for 2021. The marking of the matric exam papers is currently underway. It will continue for another week or two. The final result is only going to be announced by the Minister of Basic Education on the 22nd of February, which means, I imagine, universities will only have access to those marks on the 22nd, 23rd of February. That will give you sufficient time, right, to process the applications that the universities have in place in order for them to communicate to the successful candidates who then can make their ways to, you know, whichever university they have been taken on in time for the first day of tuition, possibly second half of March, even possibly the first week of April.
Yeah, but the date of the 8th of March, the date that I gave earlier for the start of the academic year, was really designed to ensure that there will be enough time for the selection process to be completed and so on. We also have to remind ourselves that the that the data that is used for selection, of course, depends fundamentally on the NSC results, but other data is used as well. All of that process has already been occurring, and it seems to me, at least, that the beginning of the academic year being set for the 8th of March is will work. I mean, that I don't think there's any problem with that.
The any major concerns?
Issue we have. Sorry.
Go ahead, Ahmed.
No, I was going to say that, of course, there's still one fairly major issue, which is the accreditation process by Umalusi, and in particular with regard to those two papers that were leaked. So that's something that we are very anxiously waiting on. And as I've made clear previously, you know, we will depend very heavily on Umalusi's judgment on that, on the integrity of those exams.
Fair enough. Let me ask this as a parting question then. Both the Star and the Pretoria News are reporting that UNISA has been instructed by the Higher Education Minister to cut their first year enrollment by 20,000. This apparently was heeded by the council meeting by UNISA yesterday following the directive from the Higher Education Minister. Your response as University of South Africa to this?
Yeah, look, you know, I think that universities, let me just begin by saying that universities have what they call enrollment plans, which are kind of, you know, which are determined both by the universities and the Department of Higher Education and Training. And basically that sets the tone, if you like, for the funding of the system, those enrollment plans. So I think what the minister is really pointing out is that if there's an excess in students at one particular institution, it then applies pressure, like, on the funding of the rest of the system, if you like. And I think in this case, what the minister was really referring to was the NSFAS funding, for the new bursary system, if you like. And I think that's where his concern mainly comes from. Now, of course, you know, that has implications, because what it does mean is that there'll be 20,000 students who would have liked to have been at university who are not going to be at university. And that's a real challenge, it seems to me. But it's a broader challenge around the issue of access and success in our system. You know? So that's a conversation that I think we'll have to continue to have. But I do understand where the minister is coming from on this issue.
So where do those 20,000 prospective students go to now that they will be given an opportunity to learn at UNISA?
Yeah, that is the key issue. I mean, and the issue of access is really an issue. I mean, in South Africa, the participation rate of 18 to 24-year-olds in our university system sits at about 21-22%. of that cohort, that age cohort. You know, and that is just not good enough. You know, that's you know, it's much, much higher in other comparable societies as ours. So that is an issue, and I think that we really do need a kind of a national conversation about that.
Professor Ahmed Bauer, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. CEO of Universities South Africa, reflecting, of course, on the preparedness for the higher education sector for the academic year for 2021 and touching on the reports that the higher education minister has instructed UNISA to cut the first year enrollment by 20,000 this year because it does place quite a bit of pressure on the system, particularly NSFAS funding and the what is then expected of national government.